Hey, this is Holly Sturgis, and it's still Skyride, and I'm at the Curve Theatre with Stephanie Duncan. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thanks, yes. Joined in the ride and just arrived here at the Curve.
Good. So how important is it for you that something like Skyride comes back to cities like Leicester?
Well, my role is in public health, so for me it's very important because we see cycling as being about getting young children and adults who've never learnt before into cycling. And then supporting them and helping them ultimately to become independent cyclists and commuters. And that's because we know that walking and cycling are the two best things they can do for your health, really, to be physically active.
So from your point of view and what you do in your job, how popular is cycling at the moment?
Well, I think it was increasing and has been popular, but we're all obviously on the crest of the wave after the Olympics at the moment and the Tour de France. So I think there's no better time, really, for getting people seeing the benefits and the appeal of cycling. And events like today really help to reinforce that.
Yep. So you said you do a lot about, you know, with physical activity and trying to get people more involved in it. How difficult is it, you know, to actually, you know, inspire people to become more active? And, you know, over the past few years, you know, maybe we're not as active as we could be. How difficult is it for you personally and within your job and your colleagues, how difficult is it to actually get people, you know, running about and cycling?
I think it is a challenge, and we know that in Leicester City, the health of the people would benefit from us being a lot more physically active. So it would reduce things like heart disease, diabetes, cancer, brings your blood pressure down, and the list goes on and on, really. And so we're trying to find all sorts of ways, not just cycling, but obviously the focus is on cycling today, because what works for one person won't necessarily work for another.
Yep.
So we've got a range of schemes on offer in Leicester, that some from public health funded, but from a range of partners that are offered by different organisations, to try and find a way that actually will inspire somebody. But I think, as I'd said previously, that The reason we in health put so much emphasis on active travel and cycling and walking is because you can build that into your everyday life.
Yeah.
And people's like our weights have gone up, obesity levels are higher, heart disease has gone up. And it's because nowadays we don't have to be so physically active just in our everyday life.
Yeah.
People get in their car to get to work or drive the kids to school. We use lifts rather than the stairs. And so walking and cycling tick all those boxes, really. But from a health point of view, there's lots of other things you could do as well.
I think if we look back, you know, how things have progressed in society over the past sort of few decades, you know, things like transport has become, you know, it's become more popular, and people maybe don't walk or cycle to work, you know, when they could do. Do you think major events like the Olympics and Paralympics and things like that, do you think that sort of inspires the people to actually get more active? Because, you know, they're seeing the athletes on the TV. And one of the things which comes up a lot is, you know, when there's major competitions, sporting competitions, people want to take up that sport for a couple of weeks. So do you think things like the Olympics, the Paralympics, does that help in what you're trying to achieve?
I think the key message that's been part of this Olympics and Paralympics has been the legacy. And I think from a health perspective, we don't just want that Wimbledon effect that everyone gets out there, as you say, for the 2 weeks afterwards. And so it has to be part of a much wider package. So I think you're right, really, what you're implying, that events like Skyride, if all we did all year was Skyride, then it's not going to have that knock-on and that impact. So it does need to be part, and whether people see Skyride as the start or end of the cycling year is obviously personal, but it's a way of just bringing that attention to it, I think, and it's part of a much wider cultural shift, so that the city becomes bike friendly, really, and people start to see the enjoyment you can get from it, and say the health benefits. But it can't just be a one-off. And I think that's why locally, and people who are familiar with the work of Ride Leicester will know, there's cycle training for children and adults, there's scootability for children in the schools as well, to get them used to the balance skills, and the parents walking with the children to school on the scooters. there's the lead ride program, and obviously there's the breeze rides for women, because we know women particularly after 24 become less active, there's a greater drop off. So I think that's why Skyride fits into that whole sort of jigsaw, that menu of activities.
Yeah, well, that's brilliant. I'm going to let you run off. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.